The Bessie Smith Cultural Center was built in honor of the late Bessie Smith, who made a strong impression on the music scene back in the early 1900s. While growing up in Chattanooga, she started singing as a child and performing on the streets, then later moved out of Chattanooga to become an international artist. She sold over 1 million records. Rose Martin, president of the Bessie Smith Cultural Center, explains more about the upcoming Bessie Smith event.
Well, the Bessie Smith Heritage Festival is a program of the Bessie Smith Cultural Center. And actually, it's an event that celebrates the contributions that Bessie Smith made to jazz and blues, America's only true art forms that we created ourselves.
Martin said in the past few years, the festival has been received very well. And while most people from Chattanooga and the surrounding areas are familiar with the Bessie Smith strut, Martin told me what makes the Heritage Festival different.
The strut, you know, we have the Bessie Smith strut locally. And of course, during the strut, they come down on ML King, which used to be 9th Street. And everybody in the community comes together. I mean, it's a very diverse activity. And the strut is actually free. Well, this festival is a gated event. You pay admission to get in. We do want the diversity. We want all the people who love and enjoy the strut to also, we want them to come to the Bessie Smith Heritage Festival, which is a program that is presented and produced by the Bessie Smith Cultural Center African American Museum.
Martin said that we'll have many artists performing at the festival. Some of these artists are extremely well known, such as Southern blues legend Bobby Rush. Rush has been performing the blues for the past 50 years.
We actually present national, local, national, and internationally recognized artists who are either jazz or blues performers or anything of the derivatives of jazz and blues. So it's very broad. We have everything from a contemporary gospel act to a neo-soul act to a jazz act to an actual blues, really Southern blues performer. And so basically, we are educating the community about the music and the art forms. We also have a visual artist market where the visual artists actually create their works on site while the artists are actually performing all these different derivatives of the jazz and blues. And they sell the work that they create.
I asked Martin what the most difficult aspect was in preparing for this type of event, and she said in addition to the hard work it entails, it's raising the money.
I think probably in this climate is probably, you know, raising money because the economy has had a lot of, you know, issues over the last 2-3 years. It's been a little bit harder to generate money, but this time we've actually been pleased with our results. Thus far, we've gotten some additional corporate support that we didn't get in the past. And so that's made us probably have our goal or exceed the goal that we had the prior year. But also just in the whole production itself is lots of work. Of course, it's outside. It's gated. We do put up a fence. We have tables and chairs out. So it's a lot of marketing and a lot of work, and we utilize a lot of volunteers because we have a small staff.
Martin welcomes everyone to attend the Bessie Smith Heritage Festival and believes the listeners of WTC will find the entertainment they're looking for.
Well, I invite everyone to come out and to participate in this wonderful event. If you love music, and I know if you listen to WTC, you love good music, and I think that in a lot of ways, we're similar to you in terms of the programming. Our programming for the event it's not really commercial. I mean, we have a couple of acts that everybody will recognize, but we make it our goal to present high quality performers, you know, artistically. They're very good. If people don't know them, they need to know them. If they heard them, they would love them. But if you just like really, really good jazz and blues and neo-soul and the derivatives that fall within that, it's a wonderful place to be if you are a real music lover. And it's good food. We have a lot of food vendors. We'll have the visual arts there. So it's a way to probably feel like you're in a different place on that day.
That was Rose Martin, president of the Bessie Smith Cultural Center. Again, this event will be this Saturday, July the 23rd, from 5 p.m. until midnight. And for more information, you can log on to www.bessiesmithheritagefestival.com. And if you're interested in becoming a volunteer, you can call 423-266-8658. For Around and About, I'm Bobby Sullivan.